Here's a question to kick the week off for you. What are you on this earth for? I mean, what purpose, what plan do you think that God has for your life? What does he want to accomplish through you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we continue with the next message in this series called Becoming a Kingdom Builder. For the last couple of weeks on the program, we've been taking a look at what exactly it means to become a kingdom builder on this earth. You see, I'm convinced that God has a plan for your life just as he has a plan for my life. And I strongly suspect that the main focus of that plan is not to make ourselves wealthy and comfortable. I strongly suspect that God's plan for me and his plan for you is not that we should get out there and build our own little empires, but rather to roll our sleeves up and be about the business of building his kingdom. See, our empires, man-made empires, are so vastly, profoundly different to God's kingdom. We want to build things that we can see, a business, a reputation, success. That's an empire. God wants to build a spiritual kingdom on this earth that involves winning over the hearts of men and women and children with his love through Jesus, his son. And I think that in this age of affluence and wealth, whether we're partakers of that affluence and wealth or whether we simply aspire to it, it's all too easy to get these two confused. Of course, there's nothing new in that. People had it all confused back in Jesus' day too. Jesus was out there talking about the kingdom of God coming, and the religious leaders who just quietly had been feathering their own little nests, making themselves wealthy and powerful at the expense of God's people. Well, when they heard Jesus talking about the kingdom of God, the picture they had in their heads was the picture of a worldly empire, their own despotic little empires, the Empire of Rome. That was their worldview. And so this is what happened. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is within you." Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. In other words, this is not a physical kingdom, a worldly empire like the Roman Empire, which was at the forefront of people's minds back then. But the kingdom of God is something else entirely. The kingdom of God lives in our hearts. It's the relationship we have with Jesus. It's all about the glad submission of our hearts to the will and to the rule and to the plan of God. And so that brings us back to the question that I asked a few minutes ago. Why are you on this earth? What's the purpose that God has in mind for you? There are many who don't have answers to those questions. Maybe you're one of them. I want to introduce you to a couple of men, one young and one not so young, that God's brought across my path recently. Let's start with a not-so-young man. He's in his early 50s, very much in the prime of his life. He's about to build a new house. He's very successful in his chosen field, works for a large corporate organisation. I was asked to speak at a men's breakfast at his church not so long ago. The organiser of the men's breakfast was really disappointed that not as many people turned up as he'd expected. I smiled because, you know, I never worry about numbers. They belong to God. I had a sense that morning that God has something to do in people's lives. It turns out that the thing that I was led to speak about, Psalm 139, all about God's purpose for our lives, really touched this man. It brought something to the surface that had been there for a while. God stirred him up. Despite all his apparent success, and by the way, he's also an elder in a very large and prominent church, this man had a feeling deep inside that God has something else for him. Some plan, some purpose that hasn't quite yet been revealed. I'm catching up with him shortly for a cup of coffee to talk about it. The second man, a younger man, very successful author and speaker. He travels all over the world as a speaker and gets paid a bundle of money just to show up. Often you see him on the news at night on TV being interviewed about this and that. He's the emerging go-to guy in the media whenever something in his particular area of expertise pops up. I mean, this young guy has the world at his feet. He has talents and abilities that I will never have. He felt to seek me out after we met at a conference and asked me if I could spend a little time each month mentoring him. Now, the guy is full on for Jesus. He's successful. Everything's going really well. And yet again, something inside, prompted by the Spirit, told him there has to be more. As I sat having coffee with him, I know in my heart of hearts that God has the most amazing plan for this young man's life, beyond anything that he can even imagine right now. Two men, in the space of a couple of months, come across my path, and just at a time when God was prompting me to write about becoming a kingdom builder. Coincidence? I don't think so. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. I remember almost 20 years ago when I'd given my life to the Lord, and it was the same pattern. My worldly empire was pretty successful, but my heart yearned for something. Couldn't put my finger on it back then. I couldn't have said to you, you know, I think the Holy Spirit was starting to get me to step out on this journey to discover God's call on my life. But that's exactly what it was. And I know that as I speak about this right now, there are many, many people quietly nodding their heads. I know that God is touching people, maybe you, with this same realization that no matter your circumstances, your age, what's going on in your life, He has more for you. It may not be a change of job or career. For most people, it isn't. Maybe it does involve that. I don't know. But if your heart longs to follow Jesus, if deep in your heart you want to be a kingdom builder, not just an empire builder, then perhaps today's a turning point. Maybe today God's speaking to you. Maybe today is the start of something new. And to start to live out that something new, we need to have a shift in focus. The expansion of God's kingdom needs to become more important to us than growing our own little empires, because it changes everything. It's about putting everything on the line. Our careers, our finances, where we live, how we live. It's not about tipping God with a 10% tithe, but putting everything on the table, all in, boots and all. I know that's scary. Jesus knows that's scary. That's why he said to his disciples, if any of you want to become my followers, then let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 to 26. See, that's the dilemma we all face. You, me, anyone who has that nagging sense in their hearts that Jesus is calling them on to something new, that Jesus has a plan for their lives that involves stepping out and taking a risk. But here's the thing. So long as we stay in our comfort zone, so long as we try to ignore that quiet little voice that's telling us there's something more, we'll never be satisfied. We'll never be content. We'll never have that sense of knowing that we're on the right path, God's path. And that's exactly how it's meant to be. Following Jesus, becoming a kingdom builder, often means, it always means the end of our own little empires. It's a whole new focus. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.